just surpassed the hour length. So perfect.
Yeah, that's good.
I think we should cut it at end show. So, Futurama. End show. End transmission.
So here we are in the Twilight Zone. In
I don't know that I want to play another game with you.
I'll let you pick the first category.
Okay.
There we go. Sold.
That's how she works.
Do you want to stop it and cut it now?
No, we don't stop it.
No, we just keep rolling.
Yeah. So that if somebody...
I thought that you cut it now.
No, we don't stop anything. We just let it keep rolling. Like, it'll literally on the computer.
Oh, and then you cut it later.
Yeah, we edit in post.
Yes.
As it is, as it were.
So you go, chop.
So stop eating it.
It's so yummy.
Okay. All right.
You know what else is like that? Crack.
So categories.
So categories. Oh, no. Emily, your three categories
are. Can you
are...
please pick ones that are nice?
No.
Stop asking, and maybe he will.
I pick good categories, and then you pick bad ones within the good categories.
You poop on your chances. You poop in the proverbial pudding.
You do.
Gross.
Put it out.
But
there.
Your three categories are: Happy Birthday, John Cleese. Movies I'd watch
Stop
on Halloween.
Gross sounds into the microphone.
Oh. Halloween.
Or,
that was Dave.
1492. Movies directed by Chris Columbus.
John Cleese.
Okay, so there are two left. And your choices are 1991 or 1997.
I just had a happy moment in my head.
I remember that year.
I was
specifically
alive. I was alive.
I had a sandwich.
Dude, I always have sandwiches. You know
and
it's
go.
My guilty pleasure. Sandwiches and
sandwiches. 91, 97.
My eyes are watering.
97. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2.5 stars. It's aimed at kids who should enjoy it thoroughly, but for adults, it's a one-note silliness that wears thin with a preponderance for story climaxes. But the two main characters are immensely likable. He also feels that one of the characters could have used more funny lines, and it was followed by a direct-to-video sequel. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 names, and John Cleese is in there somewhere.
Crap, I was not listening at all.
Was it good for you? Sorry.
Zero names.
David, goes to you next.
I named that movie. This is where you say it.
How it's worded. George of the Jungle?
George of the Jungle is correct. In Zero Names.
Thank you.
That was good.
Crap.
See? There are ones that I believe and am willing to guess that you know just as well as everyone else.
Because I love that movie as a kid.
You have to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy Mertz, my mom's best friend, took her niece to see that movie, and she walked out 15 minutes after it started because she couldn't stand it. And my mom and I love that movie. And then we watched it like a year ago, and it was kind of like,
this is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Brendan Fraser.
Yep.
Wow.
Darn
and
right.
John Cleese.
As the monkey.
The dad.
The monkey. Ape named Ape.
He was Ape.
Oh, I thought he was the dad. No. Oh, I'm so glad then that you I still
got out. It. You lucked
out.
And you forgot how to use a microphone again.
With the help of his friend, an ape named Ape.
Boom, 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 boom.
And his there elf and Shep can fetch a log. He's George's best friend. He's George's
okay.
dog.
Okay. Adam, it's your turn to choose since Emily starts off. With
I
one
will
point.
Mute you.
So your three categories are Carrot
Hell
Top
no.
Billing. Carrot Top Billing, so there is food in the actor's name. An actor's name. Frank Oz films or movies that I would watch on Halloween.
Let's continue with the theme. Movies I would watch on Halloween.
You might watch some of these too.
Your choices are 1975, 1988, or 1996.
Let's go with, yeah, let's throw it back, 1975.
1975. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 stars. Calls it outrageously kinky. What? You heard me.
I got this.
And it was followed by a sequel.
Never mind.
And refers to it as a horror movie spoof.
Oh.
From when? 1995?
1975. 3 stars. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 names. 9 names.
Okay.
Calm down. Calm down.
I don't like Emily's expression right now. I'm going to say...
How many names were there?
Nine names. I'm going to have to say 9 names.
9 names. Dave, it goes to you next.
Four names.
4 names.
0 names.
0 names.
Hey.
What?
No, it would go to her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know who started the category?
I gotcha.
Adam.
Okay. Yeah, I see it now.
0 names to you, Adam. Can you do -1 name?
She's wiggling.
-1 names.
-1 names. Dave, can you do -2 names?
Name that movie.
I hate you, you stupid bastard.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It is Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Who is the lead in that?
There was a sequel?
It says followed by Shock Treatment.
But that...
Okay. Tim Curry.
It is Tim Curry.
Hell yeah.
I was going to say Shock Treatment wasn't technically a sequel.
Followed by...
Yeah.
I hate you.
Well, you would have known it as Tim Curry, right?
Yes.
-1. Could have.
I couldn't have gotten -2, though. It would have been Barry Bostwick or Susan Sarandon.
You wouldn't have to. You would just say -1, then he would have had to say -2.
Well, I just said 0 because I thought he would leave it.
It doesn't matter. You didn't get the point. Keep going.
Jerk off.
Right.
But you do get to pick the next category since it's 1 for Emily, 1 for Adam, Dave yet to score.
It's true.
So let's get rid of that on my list temporarily. And then, Emily, your choices for categories are...
I'm not a happy person when I lose, Dave.
It's not my fault.
Your choices are Boondock Saints. 0 names. Or I Lovitz, this film. Movies with John Lovitz.
I don't know who that is. Let's do 0 names.
0 names.
I think that's fun.
Well, there are 2 left in this category.
Goody.
So your choices are 1999 or 2001.
Two thousand one.
Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2.5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Game attempts to recapture the spirit of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World with Las Vegas casino owner Cleese enticing a group of desperate people to participate in a race. The first to get to a New Mexico Railroad Depot locker will claim $2 million. Not every comic detour pays off, but there are many laugh-out-loud gags and inspired moments, especially with Atkinson and Lovitz. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 names.
But I have to start with a negative name, right?
You have to start with 0 as the
okay,
minimum bid.
Okay, 0.
0. Dave, it goes to you.
Can you repeat the description? Sorry.
Mike.
That doesn't need to be on mic. I said repeat the...
No, I know.
We got you, but...
2.5 stars. 2001. Game attempts to recapture the spirit of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World with Las Vegas casino owner Cleese enticing a group of desperate people to participate in a race. The first to get to a New Mexico Railroad Depot locker will claim $2 million. Not every comic detour pays off, but there are many laugh-out-loud gags and inspired moments, especially with Atkinson and Lovitz. And right now the current bid is zero names out of 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16.
I'll give it negative one.
Negative one.
Name that movie.
Rat Race?
It is Rat Race. Can you name the top billed person?
That is the part that I couldn't do.
I just remember Rowan Atkinson being talked about a lot in the ads. So.
No. Yeah. No. Any guesses?
David Arquette?
Not in the movie.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg was top billed in that movie.
It was her. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I totally guessed that.
I
didn't think that was
going to
be right.
Point.
Yeah.
Because now it's two for Adam, one for Emily. Dave, you have to score. Mm-hmm. And Emily, you get to choose again.
Yay.
After I delete another one. Your choices of categories are AFI's 100 Most Quoted Movies, Inigo Montoya's Revenge Films, so movies that have a revenge theme, or there's 10 names left. Lean forward when you come up with a choice.
Zero names.
Well, there's one left, and it's from 1999, so that's your boat.
Goody!
Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2.5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
A high school hunk who's been dumped by his bitchy but popular girlfriend accepts a bet that he can turn a geeky girl into prom queen. Naturally, he falls in love for real. And of course, the geeky girl, Cook, is already quite pretty. Fairly innocuous, predictable teen fare with a likable cast. Sarah Michelle Gellar appears unbilled, and there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 names.
Negative one.
Negative one name. So now, Adam, it goes to you.
Negative two.
Negative two. Dave, can you do negative three?
Name that movie.
Thank you. The movie is?
Date.
No.
No, she's all
she's
that.
She's all that.
Cool.
Freddie Prinze Jr., Rachel Lee Cook.
All right.
And thank you for doing that in order.
I couldn't do that three.
That's why I knew.
Matthew Lillard.
I couldn't do three either.
I would not have put him on the third tier for that.
What the fuck is
Date? Paul Walker was fourth. So.
Yeah, I would have put him above Matthew Lillard.
Dude.
So that kills zero names. And now Dave has a point.
Hooray!
So now it's Adam has two, Dave has one, Emily has one, and Emily, you get to choose again.
I'm so unhappy with you right now, Adam.
I know.
And yet you used to love trying to get picked categories.
Yeah.
Was that even a movie?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't a movie at all.
Were you just messing with me?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
Yeah,
you
I really
didn't
was.
Know it.
I'd
you
really
would not have given up a point to him.
I really didn't know
he
it.
He really didn't know it.
But you were just messing with me, you stupid.
He just didn't want you to get the zero name.
Oh, you bastard.
Hate you so high much.
Foot. No.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Freaking hate you.
So you get to pick the next category.
So stupid.
You just liked the high foot thing, didn't you?
Jerk.
Or you just
Voice of
it.
God, so movie starring Morgan Freeman.
Freeman.
I like him.
Movies I would watch on Halloween. Or there's one movie left for Happy Birthday, John Cleese.
Will
Morgan Freeman.
Like
Morgan
you
Freeman.
Anyway.
Your three choices are 1998, 2006, or 2010.
Mm. Ooh, okay. That one's going to be harder than I thought. 2006?
Is actually one of the years, so we'll use that one.
Okay.
With the question that you added in there, it's like...
I wasn't sure if that was one of the
2006?
Question?
Upward inflection.
Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2.5 stars
mm-hmm.
from 2006. It's challenging.
Oh.
Puzzle-like. The script is never dull. but too self-consciously clever. And the lead female is a standout character in this film. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 names.
10 names.
And Dave, it goes to you.
2 names.
Whoa.
Adam, 2 names to you.
I'm going to have to hear the...
category or the clues
category again, yeah.
Morgan Freeman film. 2.5 stars.
2006.
2006. It is challenging and puzzle-like. The script is never dull. Too self-consciously clever. And the lead female is a standout in the film.
Okay.
And 2 names.
Name that movie.
Your 2 names are Robert Forster and Mikelty Williamson. Mikelty Williamson.
Dave, you better get this point.
I know. I have it narrowed down to 2 movies, and those 2 names didn't do shit.
I guess I thought I knew more Morgan Freeman films, so I guess I don't.
Witty.
Oops.
Shit.
Personally, I would say 3 stars at least.
Along Came a Spider?
It is not Along Came a Spider. Either of you have a guess?
Can I throw down my other guess?
You have...
Yeah. Wanted?
No.
No, Wanted was like 2009.
I think it was not that recent, but...
Yes, it was. We were in... It was graduation year of college, 2009.
Any other guesses?
Nope.
Nope, no.
Not a clue.
What if I said Kevin Chamberlain? No. Danny Aiello? No. Stanley Tucci?
Stanley Tucci.
Lucy Liu?
Lucy Liu. Oh.
Ben Kingsley? Morgan Freeman, Bruce Willis, Josh Hartnett?
It isn't, is it? Yeah. Wait, 2006?
2006.
Is it Sin City?
No.
It wasn't in Sin City. Josh Hartnett was, though. I haven't seen him in many films. That's
Lucky
why.
Number 11?
No.
Oh, okay.
Never saw that.
Really good. I thought it was...
I completely forgot about that.
Worth more than 2.5 stars. But, Adam, that's another one, right?
That is another one for me.
That's another one for you.
Yes.
You definitely are finding your spot. We might have to switch roles for a while.
Yeah.
I want to see if I have a Leonard Maltin.
I'm getting too good.
Does the Android have one?
I don't think it does. I think it's...
Did you just call it the Leonard Maltin app, or what did you...
Leonard Maltin movie review app.
Anyway... We better conclude this episode because I'm seeing some funky things going on with our recording, a.k.a. a serious delay in the tracking on the recording program. Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, let's stop then.
Leonard Maltin.
Oh, no, this is going to drop on Saturday.
Oh, then see
So, you. Thank you for listening to everything that we had so far.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
All right, bye.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Did you know that Morgan Freeman played Count Dracula on the...